Yeah, good afternoon. This is Michael from Hawaii Cancer Care Customer Service. How may I help you?
Hi. Okay. This is Jenny Ikeda. Are you in the same department with the billing at Hawaii Cancer Care in IAEA or whatever?
Yes. How can I help you?
Okay. So you do you know who Momi is?
Yes, I know.
Okay. You know, I just talked to her. Are you her supervisor?
We are colleagues.
Okay. Okay. You know, I just talked to her, but I got to talk to somebody else because something is really strange.
Mm-hmm.
I got... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Just gonna...
Okay, I got a bill summary for $88.08.
Mm-hmm.
And I never get billed.
Okay.
Never, because my HMSA and Medicare takes care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I just talked to Momi, and I couldn't understand. She said I did not meet the deductible at that time, something about 28 May. I don't understand this.
Okay. Just can I have your account number, please?
Okay. Don't tell her I'm talking to you, okay? Because it's like I'm talking behind her back.
Okay.
But I just need to talk to another person. Do you know Helen?
Yes, I know.
Okay. Because I've been talking to Helen all the while. She told me just disregard these, okay? So I have been disregarding. But now I call because it stopped coming and it started coming again, and Momi answered, and she called me back and said, I owe that amount because I did not meet the deductible, and that, which doesn't make sense. Okay, Jenny Ikeda.
The account number?
Okay, wait, no. Okay, 700-71697.
Okay.
And what was your name?
My name is Michael.
Oh, Michael, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. All right, let me just pull up the details so I can help you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Sure.
Because it's really strange.
Yes, Jenny Ikeda, right? So the last statement was generated on August 1st this month. And the statement which was generated was showing at $88.08 under your account. But let me just check if this amount is correct or not. Right?
8808.
Yes, 8808. Okay. Yes, I see you have a dual insurance. Like first one is Medicare and second one is HMSA.
Correct. Because I've been getting these statements regularly, you know, and Helen said disregard it. But this one, I thought strange, you know, it's starting up again.
All right. So I did review the account, and where I see that the if you see all the date of service, were already being processed by the primary, and even they have been processed by the secondary carrier as well. And for this amount of $88.08, I see.
Okay. No,
that don't worry about it. Like, we are just here to help you, Jenny.
Okay.
Yep. Like, on May 28th of 2025, this amount, it's coming outstanding from the month of May 28th of 2025. We see that you had a blood work, therapeutic blood diagnostic was done. And let me just review that. So Medicare processed the claim, and after processing, Medicare applied the deductible amount under the patient responsibility, and that responsibility amount was transferred to the patient responsibility for the secondary HMSA, and HMSA also verified and processed the claim, but they haven't made any payment for that. All right, so I see that the balance which is outstanding under this account, it's just because the secondary has not paid anything. Even they had just applied the co-insurance under this. Let me just go through this PR1 deductible secondary.
It's so confusing, yeah?
Yeah, I understand it's so confusing.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Because
you keep talking.
This is, you know, like this is an old date of service. I see you had a recent claims also, like in the month of June, then you have in August, you have the service. Where I see, just let me check the June one. What happened? Did the secondary paid anything? Right, this is primary. And applied. Oh, see. So for this date of service, you know, like June 2nd of 2025, I see for June 2nd, a primary processed the claim, and they applied patient responsibility as well. But for the patient responsibility, I see the claim was submitted to the secondary carrier. And secondary carrier, okay, they denied as 023, this one also 023, okay, 023, 023, third one is, okay, just I'm trying to revisit the each and every date of service so that I can help you with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Impact of prior pair. Okay. All right. So let's check this one now. So here in your case, May 2825, I see that the claim was processed. They have applied a coinsurance on this one, but after that, let's check the secondary insurance. So the total patient responsibility applied is $306.68. But this was, okay. The secondary also processed the claim. Oh, 823. Okay. I see. So, Ms. Akeda, I see that this, you know, amount which has been forwarded to the secondary insurance, the secondary insurance has processed the claim, and after processing, they have applied, you know, like the patient responsibility, and that's the reason, like the patient responsibility is showing over here. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is really strange, hon.
Uh-huh.
No, I took it to my husband.
Okay.
Because no,
so if you want, I can just do one thing. I can just get back to the insurance once again. Like I see that they have applied patient responsibility. So I can just get back to the insurance to re-verify of their details. But I see that they have applied the patient responsibility over here. And that's the reason that the outstanding amount is showing under your responsibility. But I can just try to get back to the insurance if there is
Are you talking about HMSA?
Yes, I'm talking about HMSA.
Yeah. You know what? I've been hearing I've been hearing about HMSA. A lot of doctors are complaining because the patients are starting to complain. They're getting all kinds of goofy things happening to their billing.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor is not sure whether, mm-hmm. you know, the old-timers retired, and even the doctors are getting very frustrated. I heard mm-hmm. that recently. So I hope I'm not one of them going mm-hmm. through the same thing
mm-hmm.
because it's very strange. I've never got billed
mm-hmm.
and 'cause I, you know, I have a complete coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't mind paying if I have to,
mm-hmm.
but it just doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You understand? Because I never get billed. I get full coverage.
Yes. I agree. I see that
yeah.
You don't have so much balance under your account.
Right.
But like this, and for this, I can just get back to the insurance once again on a call. I will just try
okay.
to understand with them.
Okay.
And if they
why
say,
don't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't call me today. You can call me tomorrow or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And can you just let me know?
Uh-huh. Sorry?
Yeah. Can you just call me and let me know
sure.
About
I'm just going to give you a call back once I had it, you know, details verified and confirmed. I'm just going to give you a call back. This will be the best number, 808-488-9671.
But aren't you almost done with work today?
I'm not going to give you a call back today, but I'm just going to give you a call back yesterday for that once we had a word with the insurance.
Then, okay, then you call me tomorrow, you mean?
Yes. Yes. At what time will be the best for you?
You can call me any time in the morning.
Okay.
And let's see. What time do you people open? 8:30?
Yeah, like 8:30 in the morning.
Okay, you can call me 8:30.
All right, fine. So we'll do that. Once we'll be there, we'll just first of all try to contact with the insurance. Get the details verified. If we found anything which could be, you know, taken care of, we'll definitely do that. And if there is nothing, then we'll just give you a call back and we'll just share you an update for that, okay?
Okay. And you, let me give you my number.
Yeah.
It's 488-9671.
671. Yeah, the same number you're calling for us from, right?
Yes. Yes,
all
Michael.
Right. All right, definitely. I'm just going to get back to you on this case, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a nice day.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.